I think the Bengals have their own style of doing things. I mean, Marvin's been there for over a decade, so I don't think their style needs to be compared to anybody else's. I think they've developed what they've developed. And, you know, starting with, you know, Mike and Mike Brown and Marvin, and they've had different coordinators there. They've had different, you know, they had different players there through the course of those years, but they've developed a style that's their style, and I think it's tough and physical. I'm not saying other teams don't have it, but I think the Bengals are the Bengals. I don't think they're anybody else. Yeah, I mean, he's a good player, and they have a very good front. It's hard to just zero in on one guy. They're all disruptive. So sometimes you help on one guy, and compromises something else, or vice versa. They have good balance across the front, and they have a lot of pressure schemes, which you can't help on anybody then. Everybody's got a man. It's one-on-one. So they do a good job. I mean, he's a very disruptive guy. He, hurt us last year. He's got great quickness, a good motor, very instinctive. He's a good football player. Yeah. That's a complicated question. I mean, I'm not trying to avoid it. It's a complicated question. There's a lot of different protections that teams run, we run, other teams run, and there's a lot of different combinations that you have to block. So some matchups are going to be better than others. I think the most important thing in pass protection is to make sure that you have the blitzers picked up. The matchup's important, but the pickup's important too, so you can't turn guys loose. So getting that right that would be priority number one, and then the matchups would be priority number two. But it's pretty hard to create a matchup scenario when offensively you're just trying to block the potential rushers. I mean, you can go out there and, run laps around the field forever and do sit-ups, but, until you put the other 21 guys out there on the field, it's different. I mean, you just can't simulate football without 22 guys on the field. Just can't do it. So being in condition is important, and I'm certainly not minimizing that, but playing football is playing football. It's not, it's not doing wind sprints. That's part of conditioning, but that's not part of playing football. Playing football is 21 other guys. So you can't simulate that unless you're actually out there doing it. And that's guys that miss time, whether it's a player coming back off an injury or the Tims Browner situation or whatever it is. There's an element to football reactions, timing, execution that's separate from conditioning. I think he's had some really good plays. I think there's some that, he would like to have back or he can improve on. I mean, I think we all feel that way. I don't think any of us on this team are feeling like it's gone perfect. I mean, there are things that we've done well, and there are things that we'd all like to do better or have back. I'm sure Ryan feels the same way.